Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Auburn Live Podcast, your home for bold, insightful, and honest conversations around Auburn athletics.
War Eagle! War
Eagle! All right, welcome into auburnlive.com, the Auburn Live Show. I'm Justin Hokanson coming to you for just a few quick minutes. It'll be a shortened podcast, shortened show here on, I guess it's Monday night. You may listen to this late Monday night. You may listen to this Tuesday morning. We're coming to talk about Mike Bobo. As you probably heard, we broke the story on Mike Bobo's firing as Auburn's offensive coordinator. He is out after one season on the Plains. Can't say I'm surprised. Look, if you were on auburnlive.com, we talked about very early in the year, like September. We talked about potentially Mike Bobo only being here 1 year. At the time, there was kind of some fit issues, I think, between him and Brian Harsin. That talk kind of died down. Auburn started to play, you know, fairly well. Bo Nix had some good games. And then, of course, the season ended the way it did, where you have a second halves of basically the last five games. You have four losses, and then if you throw in the Ole Miss game, Auburn scored like 12 or 15 points total in the last five second halves. So just not going to get it done. I think Auburn finished 10th in total offense in the league, like 7th in passing, you know, about 7th or 9th in rushing, something like that. So Mike Bobo out after 1 year as offensive coordinator for Auburn. My first reaction outside of not being shocked is, you know, that's now a receivers coach who was fired four games in and an offensive coordinator was fired after year one. An offensive coordinator, by the way, whose son is committed to play offensive line at Auburn. To me, that is a move of a coach that's not playing games. Like there's building. He wants to build it, but he's trying to win now. There's no, hey, we'll take our lumps for 2 or 3 years. And there's none of that thought process happening with Brian Harsin and the staff that's there. None. When you fire a receivers coach four games in, when you fire an OC 1 year in, when you know you have personnel issues, I mean, Bobo didn't call. I mean, there's games where he struggled. There's games where he was great. But Auburn has personnel issues. You could probably find the fault a lot of places. But ultimately, when you're able to score in the first half of games and then you can't score in the second half, that's coaching. It's hard to point to personnel when you score 28 against Ole Miss in the first half and 3 in the second half. Or if you score 28 in the first half against Mississippi State and 6 in the second half. That's not personnel. That's coaching. But that's my first reaction is that Brian Harsin, they're trying to win right now. And you might say, well, of course they are. Well, not all. I mean, when you're a new coach, you generally have a honeymoon period, right? Like you can build your staff, you can recruit. Fans are going to put up with a little bit more in those first couple years. And you can say we're building the program. And Harsin and his staff are certainly building. They're recruiting and they're putting in the standards and the expectations that they want to see in the program. No question. I mean, they're building it. But while they're building it, they want to win now. Now. There's no waiting. Brian Harsin has won. I mean, he won every year at Boise. The guy's never lost. He's only lost three games in a row a couple times. He's never lost four. Actually, I'm not sure he's ever lost three games in a row. He certainly had never lost four in a row. So he's trying to win. So that's kind of the first thing that comes off. I mean, he knows what he wants. He knows what he wants to see. He knows what he wants his program to look like and what it's going to take to be successful. That's the one thing I've learned about him listening to Brian Harsin is it's not that complicated to him. So sometimes when you hear him talk, right, he can come off kind of dry. And sometimes even I like it, but sometimes like rude. He's not being rude, but there's sometimes where he can be like, what's your question, you know, to the media. It's because to him, I really think, like, to him, this is not difficult. He knows what he wants to see. He knows what it's going to take to win. And the difference between winning and losing and why you lost games and why you, like, none of that stuff is shocking to him. It's pretty simple. It's pretty straightforward. And so I think because of that, I think he's a guy that's able to make decisions like this, like four games in, go, hey, we're going to make a change at receiver. 1 year in with a kid who's committed to play offensive line, Drew Bobo. I mean, you could say, well, let's let Mike have one more year. Let's get his son on campus. He said, no, you're gone. 1 year and you're gone. And if Drew Bobo leaves, fine. Clearly, he's not worried about that. So that really sticks out, that Brian Harsin's really trying to make it happen now while building. The other interesting point is, I don't know what involvement Alan Green, athletic director Alan Green, has with, Brian at this point. You know, we know the issues with Alan Green, and he's probably out at some point, right? But he did hire Brian Harsin, and I do think it's interesting that both these decisions have been made when they were made. That's not always how it's worked. Under Gus, I don't know that Gus could have gotten away with just pulling the trigger like that. I think it would have been, hey, you hired him. You're going to ride it out for a year because we're not going to pay all that buyout money. Bobo has a 3-year deal. I got to pay him $2-something million. I mean, so if you read that ESPN article a few months ago about Auburn being kind of the king of paying former coaches, well, they're just adding to it. Probably pay Cornelius a mill or something like that, buyout, who knows what, and Bobo a couple $1 million. So, but I think that's interesting that there's no pushback. There's no pushback from Alan Green or anybody on, hey, and look, maybe that's because Alan Green's leaving at some point. I don't know. Maybe he's like, well, what do I care? Go ahead and make the moves you want to make. I hired you. Why am I going to handcuff you now? It would look great for me if you succeeded. Do what you want to do. It's probably nothing to lose if you're Alan Green at this point. But quick trigger from Brian Harsin. And it might not be the last. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I thought there'd be staff turnover. We talked about Harsin and we talked about Bobo and Mason being on the hot seat. Might not be done. Might not be done. We'll see. Will Friend is tight with Mike Bobo. But Will Friend, I think he's a good recruiter. And I would imagine if he was let go, he probably would have been let go at the same time as Bobo. So we'll keep an eye on that. We'll see if Derek Mason kept his job, maybe, with that defensive performance. Mason can recruit now. And so if you chalk defense up to, maybe just a few, strategic things where you didn't quite match up to your personnel, whatever, if he can recruit, maybe he sticks around. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't know that there's going to be a lot of fallout from recruits or players like Demetrius Davis, young quarterback. He's going to stay, and some of the commits already have said they're staying. So I don't think Bobo's loss is going to impact anybody. The one person that's up for grabs, right, it's Bo Nix. I mean, Bo Nix, we talked about on AuburnLive.com about him being, weighing all his options, including transferring, which would be wild to see Bo Nix, Mr. Auburn, transfer from Auburn and play somewhere else. I mean, that would be kind of a shocking thing. From what I understand, Bo Nix and Mike Bobo had a good relationship. And I think he has a good relationship with Harsin too. I don't think Bo has an issue with those two coaches. I think he liked Bobo. I mean, Bo had his best year. Highest completion percentage and best touchdown to interception ratio Bo had this year. Bo probably put together more good games consecutively and more good games total this year before he was injured than he had in the previous two seasons, in a season. So, and if you listen to Bobo, we talked to Bobo early in the year. I mean, I think he likes Bo. He's proud of Bo. He thinks he's a competitor. So I don't think there's any of that, any issues. So what is Bobo leaving? What does that do to Bo Nix? Because now that would be his fourth offensive coordinator in 4 years if he comes back. Because I guess he had Chad Morris, Gus Malzahn, Mike Bobo, and then he'll have somebody else. Or I guess he had Gus and then Chad Morris. I'm sorry, maybe I got that backwards. We'll have to wait and see if that impacts Bo at all. I mean, it can't help. It can't help to say, all right, Bo, there's offensive coordinator number four. Now, Brian Harsin is a former offensive coordinator. So whoever they hire, the offense is going to be similar. So, it might not impact Bo that much, honestly, if you think, just kind of thinking about it, thinking it through now, they're not going to completely dramatically change what they do. Harsin's going to hire somebody that's going to do similar things that he wants to do. Running the football is going to be important. Physicality. And who knows? I mean, there's some good OCs out there. You might go hire somebody that comes in and blows Bo Nix away and says, Bo, I'm about to make you a draft pick. I promise you. I mean, who knows? A lot depends. It could help keep Bo. We'll see. I mean, Bo's already weighing his options with Mike Bobo here. So, you know, maybe it's a deal where you bring somebody in and he can help bring Bo back versus the status quo. So that's kind of it. Mike Bobo out. AuburnLive.com. I know Jeffrey and Cole have got recruit commits reaction on the message boards and things like that. Look, it's going to be an interesting week. I think there's going to be some more players that transfer from Auburn, which is to be expected. I mean, in this day and age, the transfer portal and a first year coach, I said a few, like, guys are leaving. It's just who, but guys are leaving the program and guys are coming in. Just go ahead and get ready for it. And probably take a step back, because it's not that big of a deal. Maybe a certain player we'll see, but like if players leave, that's the age we're in now, especially with a coach that just came in, first year coach. If you got guys that don't think they're going to get a chance, or just don't vibe with who Harsin is, they're gone, and it's okay. It's really not a big deal. It really isn't. I don't view it like guys are leaving. Like in previous years, if you had a bunch of guys leave a program, that would be an indictment on the coach, right? Like, where are they? Well, nowadays it's too common. It's not even really an indictment on the coach. It's just a guy who wants to play, period. It's a business decision, really, at this point. So we'll kind of see what happens there. We'll be tracking all of that at AuburnLive.com. So anyway, that's kind of my quick reaction to Mike Bobo leaving. Not surprised. You know, as far as Auburn, the only thing it really hurts is continuity. You know, you're going to have to learn a new offense next year. So we talk about wanting to win quickly. Brian Harsin had to make that choice. Keep an offensive coordinator, have continuity, or make the change and say, forget it. We got to pull the Band-Aid off and let's go. He made the decision to pull the Band-Aid off and make the change in coordinators. If Bo Nix leaves, and you have a whole fresh start. And look, you're going to be replacing offensive linemen. You're going to be replacing wideouts next year. Like, so you're already going to have some personnel turnover. So, if you're not pumped about Bobo, bring somebody else in, because you're already going to have kind of a rebuilt line, a little bit rebuilt receiving core. And if Bo comes back, great. If he doesn't, your offense is going to be basically completely rebuilt next year. So might as well bring in a new OC to help you do it. AuburnLive.com is where you can get all the latest information. Appreciate everybody joining us. We'll see you soon.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.